East Coast Breakfast.
Earlier this week, there's been a post that was doing the rounds on social media and in the news, and it was Dr. Terence Naidu, and he's from Reservoir Hills. And guys, he was shocked beyond measure, stunned, astonished, bewildered, perplexed. He received, you won't believe this, a municipal bill for his house for 2.8 million rand.
Is this your doctor?
That does my face.
How about you and I? You all of them. No, Botox.
No. And maybe Botox won't get you. Yeah. 2.8 million rand municipal bill.
Municipal?
Yeah. As in water and lights that he'd used in the
month. Sure.
No, man. What is he got, like, is it that house there in La Lucia, that one that's taken over an
the entire... Compound? No, no. Reservoir Hills. He's in Reservoir Hills.
You said Reservoir Hills.
Yeah.
Reservoir Hills.
Is his house the reservoir?
Yes, because it's there. No, yes, you know, you're actually right.
Must be.
Yeah. No,
it must be.
So,
is he the water doctor?
Listen, I don't know.
Is he a water counselor?
Yes,
I don't think that exists. But guys, the municipality, they've clarified the issue. They said that the cause of the bill was an incorrect reading that was
incorrect thing.
Yeah, it's just a small little.
Where's the incorrect there? Like, say you take away a few notes, then it's still 280,000 rand or 28,000 rand.
Yeah, they are. That's why they said it's incorrect. They're going to fix it.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
No. I don't know how I would feel if I opened up an envelope and I'm like, let's win the lottery in order to pay the municipal bill.
Okay, what would you do?
Hey, yeah, yeah.
2.8 million rand. Listen, I think that we need to ask people because... Dr. Govender could not be the only person that has received a shock bill, surely. Oh. It's happened to everybody, whether it's a restaurant or you've gone and you've thought something was really cheap in the shops. You've picked it up, you put it in your trolley or an item of clothing and you get there and it's like, what? I thought you said 40 rand, not 4,000 rand.
Yeah.
One of those. So I think we need to ask people, municipal bill, dentist bill or repair bill or even
in the club.
Whatever.
Yeah, I've been there.
Oh, that's a big one.
No, I've been there.
Because then you order and
you
everyone orders off your
table.
Yeah, but you said you'd pay for us. He just got his check name from...
Us was the two of you. Yeah. It wasn't the whole table.
Karen, I can name all of them. They were there. They left me and they...
No, I'll be honest. It happened. It was the ladies of East Coast Radio, many of us, on and off air.
Yeah.
And Sky Shabalala was our blesser for the night.
No, I wasn't a blesser. They made me a blesser.
Yeah.
When the bill came, I was like, no.
No, we left when the bill came. Sky was there with a bill. Anyway, let us know if you were shocked like Sky and you had this massive bill to pay. 0617929495.
Hi guys. So we're in Yellowwood Park and we have also received an astronomical bill of 68,000 rand for the last month, and it's been steadily climbing. The municipality has not done a meter reading since October 2023. But I also realized that the meter reading was incorrect. So now it's a bit of a runaround to try and get it corrected.
We're talking about this because of that Reservoir Hills doctor who received a municipal bill of 2.8 million rand. I don't know if I opened up... and the bill was 2.8 million rand. I don't know. I don't think I would be able to cope with that.
No, which is why we're asking the question today. What shock bill have you received? Please let us know. 061-792-9495.
Morning, East Coast Radio. This is Sandra, Peter Maritzburg. So when my daughter was around 2 years old, she was constantly getting sick. And the doctor said she need her tonsils and adenoids removed. So what we thought, the ENT was covered for the operation. We got hit with a hefty bill, thinking the Medicaid was covering the whole op. We were totally wrong, so we had to pay it all, and it was not easy.
You got to check those. It's hard though, because like when you're poorly and sick, you just want to go, I've got medical aid, I'll get covered. And they're like, but the Anissa, you got to pay for the Anissa test.
Yes.
I had
that.
It's cheap. It's like 12,000 rand a half now. What?
FYI, just gap cover. It'll help you.
Yes, anyway, gap.
That's a big thing.
Yeah.
Best kept secret.
I'm
going to have my tonsils back.
Put the tonsils back. There's another one here from Roshni on Facebook saying, I was hospitalized for 3 months during COVID. Then 1 year later, the medical aid says I owe them 200,000 rands. Hey, Fatima.
Hey,
34,000 rands for a cell phone contract that I didn't even open. Hey. I was a victim of identity theft.
Ah, skis.
Let's say good morning to Jeremy from Pietermaritzburg. Jeremy, please tell us, what shock bill have you received?
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Yeah, I like that, yeah.
Good, good. No, I was taking the kids to one of the shops in Pietermaritzburg, and I've known that the guys in Nestle's, I think it was, had discontinued Nesquik.
Yes.
So I bought a little tub of Nesquik, which is quite a small tub, and I thought, okay, it's there, let me get it, so at least I've got some. When I got home, I realized it was about 250 rand for that little tub of Nesquik.
You're joking, for that small one.
Yeah, crazy. So I ran back and took it to the manager, and they agreed and took the Nesquik back and gave me my money back. Thank goodness.
Sure.
250 for Nesquik.
Well, now, it was already quite expensive, I won't lie. It wasn't 250, but it was expensive.
Yeah, supply and demand,
And now it's gone. Thank you so much, Jeremy.
Have a good day, guys.
You too. Let's say good morning to Zikali from Sodwana Bay. Oh, you're really far away. Good morning. Tell us, what shock bill have you received?
Good morning, everyone. Hey, I was just listening, and then I received a letter from the traffic department that I must pay 3,000 rand. I own a VW, TSI or something. Yo. What a lot of money, but I never paid even a cent because I know I don't own any car. Hey, I don't own any car.
So
I don't make. Yeah.
I understand. So you're in a taxi, you get an email to go pay for your road fine.
I got an email that I must pay paying. I must get someone. So I thought, someone's too caught, but I don't own even a license.
Hey.
No, come on. Where did this bill come from?
Zikali, thanks for the call. Good morning, Kevin.
Yes, hello, good morning. How are you doing?
Kevin, tell us about this shocking bill.
Well, this was my mother's bill that she received last year.
Yeah.
She received a 3.5 million rand bill.
From who?
She received it from the municipality.
So
3.5 million.
Yes.
So that's water and lights.
She had a heart attack.
I'm sure. So when you look at that bill, do you think to yourself, hang on a second, have we not paid the bill for 17 generations of our family?
She was 100% up to date.
Shame. And then, Kevin, what happened? How did you, what happened afterwards?
She managed to get hold of her ward councillor. She was advised to. And the ward councillor took the relevant authorities to task. And they sorted it out.
Thank God.
Kevin, what was the mistake? Was it meant to be 300 or 3,000?
Yeah. I think the normal bill is round about 2,500 rand.
You're from 2,500 to 3.5 million in 1 month. Imagine.
and the ward councillor took care of you.
Yes, he managed to sort it out, and as he said, it was one of multiple bills.
Oh my word!
Wow.
I wonder, guys, can we vote for ward councillors for Best of Durban? Is that a
no?
Oh, it's called elections.
That's the elections, okay. The general elections, by elections, municipal elections. We have every 4 years. Yeah.
All right, Kevin. Well, I hope you don't ever receive a shocking bill like that ever again. And when you see your ward councillor again, you buy that man a cup of coffee.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.